grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
And go apple picking. Go to a football game. Go ghost hunting. Or not. This fall, get a low lease on the sporty 2024 Corolla. Adventure-ready RAV4 Hybrid, rugged Tacoma, and even the new all-hybrid 2025 Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available to TFS buyers with premium-rated credit until 11/4/24.
Sharks win, cold open. We'll get to the intro and the highlights in a second, but no time to delay to bring you my thoughts on last night. And guys, I'll be the first one to admit that the start of this season did not go as I expected. I did not see the Sharks losing their first 9 games. I did not see them mired in another almost double-digit losing streak to start the season. I did not see the threat of 0 for October on the table. I figured that with the newcomers of specifically Macklin Celebrini, and then you looked at Will Smith, and then you looked at the Tyler Toffolis and the Barclay Goodrow, the Alex Wenberg, the Ty Dellandrea, the Carl Grundstrom, you go down the list and you talk about all these new players. The whole idea was that these guys were in here so that a 2-3 game losing streak would not roll into something longer, and that you would not be dealing with the same problems that you did a year ago. And that just goes to show you how the best laid plans of mice and men, like Macklin Celebrini being part of more than one game of the first 10, sometimes just go out the window. And so for the San Jose Sharks, they found themselves in a situation last night, down 2-0 on the road early, and then down 4-1 with fewer than 5 minutes left in the game. There is nothing about that narrative that says this is the game where the Sharks are going to get their first win of the season. And they do. They somehow come up with their best win of the year, their first win of the year, their best performance of the year in terms of just not letting the game get away from them and coming back and finding that win. But it tells you about the locker room in San Jose. It tells you about Ryan Warsawski getting the guys to commit to an idea. Even when they fell behind, they did not let it get away like the game against Winnipeg or the game against Vegas. It showed you that there's a lot of fight. There is a lot of drive. There is a lot of desire in this team, and that it's something that we get to see going forward. And you see that Tyler Toffoli keeps on coming through. You look at Fabian Zetterlin coming through. You look at Mikael Granlund coming through. Those three guys were expected to be heavy performers all year long, and up to this point of the season, they have been. And then you see a newcomer like Alex Wenberg finally get his first goal as a member of the San Jose Sharks. All what you were hoping for, all the types of things that you wanted to see out there on the ice, and now hopefully the Sharks, with this breakthrough win, can start to get a little bit of momentum. Not that I'm expecting San Jose to suddenly turn into world beaters and start being a winning team night in, night out, but they have the second night of an away and home back-to-back tonight. They are hosting the Kings on ESPN+, and then they are going to be home on Thursday on Halloween playing host to Chicago. Let's see what happens now that they're back at home. And then before they go back out on the road, they're going to be home Saturday against Vancouver. They are going to be home Tuesday against Columbus, home Thursday against the Wild. Then they have a Saturday night off. Then they have a Sunday in New Jersey and a Monday in Philadelphia. All perfect opportunities for the Sharks to start to gel and come together as a team. 4 games on the East Coast, New Jersey, Philadelphia, New York, and Pittsburgh. And that's after this 5-game homestand. And then they go back out on the road for 2 more after they're home for 1 game against Detroit. Perfect opportunity for the Sharks to try and figure out what they are, who they are, how they can get things going in a better and different direction. Very, very exciting for San Jose just to get this first win. You could tell how much it meant to the guys. I know that some people can say, well, yeah, 1 win in 10 games. You know, what do they have to be so excited about? Their hard work getting rewarded. I mean, that's the hardest thing for a team like the San Jose Sharks in the last couple of seasons, that the guys out there are working hard. They're putting their all out there on the ice. And instead of being rewarded with wins, they are rewarded with the obvious talent deficit and come up with a loss far too often. So for one night, all is good for the San Jose Sharks, and they get to feel very, very good about themselves going forward. All right, cue the open.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
Star! Fabian Zetterlin on a one-time pass. as a kid. Deke shoots, Deke shoots, score! A spectacular rush from end to end. I mean, Kyle Quinlan.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
36 left on the clock. Sharks struggling to get control. Sergachev slipped it away from Cunnan's control. He takes it back on the point. Sends it cross ice to Kolya Chonok. Now gets a return feed. Sends toward the net. Score! Dylan Gunther and Henry Thrun were in front of the net. And somehow, the veteran, Mikhail Sergachev, getting that puck and sneaking it through. And that's a really, really tough goal for the Sharks to take. With 23.7 seconds left in the period, Sergachev makes it 4-1 Utah. Wenberg will take the draw, and the Sharks will win it. Toffoli goes back to Granlund. Granlund holds it, and he shoots. That's just barely wide. Loose. They score! Wenberg gets the rebound off the end boards, and the San Jose Sharks have won their first game of the season in dramatic fashion in overtime. Everybody off the bench to mob Wenberg with his first goal for the Sharks. What a moment. The Sharks win it by the score of 5-4.
Relief, I think, was the biggest thing. Look, I didn't really do much. The players, credit to them, they stuck with it. There was times we did some really, really good things and just didn't get rewarded for it. But we stuck with it. We just kept playing, and that's going to be our mindset. We're never going to give up.
What a moment, as Dan Rusinowski said, and never give up. The mantra of Ryan Warsawski and the San Jose Sharks as they are finally rewarded with their first win of the season. Good morning, everyone. Waking up winners on Tuesday, October 29th, the San Jose Sharks are finally in the win column for the 2024-2025 season. They have had performances up to this point of the season where they probably deserved to win and did not walk away with those 2 points. Last night, they get their first win of the year, and they just have that much more to feel good about. They have that much more to really look at themselves and say, if we stick with it, if we work with what we have, we can get ourselves a win. All is not lost. The San Jose Sharks are finally winners in the season. So just something they very, very much needed. That's just what it ultimately comes down to. They had been dealing with a lot up to this point of the season. They have been dealing with injury. They have been dealing with just everything. You know, the rest of the league looking at them and saying, hey, the Sharks are once again, you know, winless and not looking like they're up to the task. And it's tough because this year we thought that the Sharks were going to be much better than what they were. And unfortunately, for a number of reasons, it's not worked out that way. But, you know, now we can start to build, hopefully, a little bit momentum out of this game. But let's just look at some of these stats last night. Mikhail Granlund, a goal and an assist, a 3-point game. Jake Walman, 3 assists, a 3-point game. Tyler Toffoli, a goal and an assist, a 2-point game. Alex Wenberg, a goal and an assist, a 2-point game. Fabian Zetterlund, a 2-goal game for 2 points. Daniil Gushin, an assist. William Eklund, an assist. Henry Thrun, and an assist. Let's look. Mikhail Granlund brought in 2 years ago to be a big performer for the Sharks. He continues to do so. Jake Walman this year brought in to provide more offensive production from the blue line, doing his job. Tyler Toffoli brought in this offseason, the big offseason acquisition, to score. He has done so consistently and with flair from day number one. Alex Wenberg brought in to increase the overall competitive level of the San Jose Sharks. 2-point game for him. Fabian Zetterlund was not the centerpiece of the Timo Meier trade, but has quickly turned into a fan favorite for the Sharks and their top goal scorer. He isn't at this point, but last year he was and continues to show his ability to find the back of the net through the early part of the season. He has 5 goals in 10 games. He's on pace for a 40-goal season, more than 40 goals, actually. I don't expect him to score 40 goals, but hey, if he wants to be on that pace, you know, go for it. William Eklund, he's supposed to be a performer. He had a point last night. Henry Thrun, he's a guy who's learning the game in real time, a young player. You know, last year as a rookie, this year in year number two, he picked up a point. You know, these are the exact guys that you needed to come in and have these performances. Daniil Gushin has great ability, and we saw flashes of it last year at the end of the season and in the preseason this year. Let's see him build on that. The Sharks are a work in progress. I don't think anyone is denying that, and I don't think anyone's also trying to counter that by saying this work in progress will suddenly have them in the Stanley Cup final when all is said and done. But when you have games like last night, when you get your performers who expected to perform to do so, that's going to be a big help. When you get the young and up-and-coming guys to come through with contributions, that's going to help. And then when you get some of those depth pieces that you brought in the offseason to come through and help, that's going to be a big part of finding success in this league. And I think that last night was the first night that they got it. You know, not a shocker that in the game where Alex Wenberg scores his first goal, the Sharks are able to walk away with their first win of the season. You know, when you have a great night like that from a Toffoli and a Granlin and a Fabian Zetterlund, where they're all putting up multi-point nights and they're expected to be your top contributors, yeah, not surprising that they end up walking away with a win when all is said and done. And, you know, even though the Sharks did find themselves in a deficit, the game was not playing as such like they were the significantly worse team up to that point. I mean, they were significantly out shooting the opposition. It was the Sharks' best shot total performance of the year, and you want to see that keep on ratcheting up. Put shots on net, put the puck in dangerous positions, give yourself an opportunity. That's what I consistently ask for of the San Jose Sharks. Just give yourself a chance, be aggressive. Sports rewards aggression. And even though the Sharks have been rewarded far too often as of late with penalties, I thought that this was a game where they just played, you know, arguably their best game of the year. They drew a couple of penalties, yeah, but Utah HC was 0-for-2 on the power play, whereas the Sharks were 1-for-4, and the Sharks outhit the opposition 29-21. I mean, these are going to give you an opportunity to win. That tells me that, you know, overall you are the more aggressive club, and the Sharks almost doubled up the shots on goal, 45-23. Eventually, as we have seen happen to the Sharks far too often, when a goalie like Ingram is having a great night, eventually they'll get chopped down. And Mackenzie Blackwood and Vitek Vanacek, we've seen it happen to them where they've made big saves early on and kept their team in the game only to see the opposition chop them down and get back into the game. That is the reality of the NHL. And the Sharks, by putting 45 goals on frame or 45 shots on frame, they eventually chopped down Ingram. And not that Ingram was the sole problem or anything, but it's just you put that many shots in a dangerous area, you're going to find success. And I hope that if there are lessons learned, A, winning feels good. B, put shots on frame. Be the aggressor. Pepper the opposition. Make them answer those questions. That, to me, has got to be just the ultimate takeaway from this game. Not that you can come back in a game, which is nice to see because comebacks are always a great narrative, but that you can stick with your game plan. You can hammer the opposition and not be rewarded for it. But if you stick with it, you can still walk away with a win when all is said and done. The next job for the San Jose Sharks is they try to fill all the holes in the dam, as it were, and they've cut down on penalties. That's been the big issue, and they've taken care of that the last couple of games. The other big issue is falling behind early. Last night they fell behind early once again, and they were able to come back and get a win. Well, I would rather, instead of falling behind, take a lead. The Sharks' game-winning goal last night was the first time they've had a lead since game 3 of the season. That is aberrant. Let me tell you, that is not something that I expected in any way, shape, or form for the Sharks to have as part of their early season definition. Much of the early part of the season has not been what we have expected to have the Sharks be part of their early season definition, but it just shows you when you're constantly chasing the games, when you're constantly getting behind, yeah, you're behind the eight ball. That doesn't put you in a good position on the road or at home. And now for San Jose, it's that next step. Trying to take control of a game early. Instead of being the reactionary team, be the team that is causing the other team to react. Dictate the terms of play out there on the ice. It's something that I've harped over the last couple of years because the Sharks have not been able to consistently do it, but I don't think this is some sort of, you know, wild take that I have. If you give yourself a lead in a game, if you take control, if you dictate what happens out there on the ice, if you can control puck possession, if you don't get pinned in your own end, yeah, you're going to have a much easier time going about your game plan and trying to impact or inflict your will out there on the ice. And so the next step for San Jose is that. Yes, great to get a win last night. Great to have cut down on penalties as of late, but the next step is not finding themselves in these early holes, in these situations where it does require a monumental feat of mental and physical ability to A, get yourself back into a game, and B, find yourself on top when all is said and done in overtime. I mean, let's take a look at the flow of this game. It was Utah, as I try not to call them Arizona, it was Utah taking the early lead in the first period.
That was a centering feed from the left wing side and a really good chance there for Cooley setting up Keller in front of the net.
Yeah, and those guys can create a lot out of nothing, and they're right on the forecheck once again.
Here they come in front. Gunther shot. Score. Right after that chance that it went off the crossbar for Keller, Gunther was in the slot, and he was set up from the far side of the ice with a seam pass that had a little bit too much room on it. And Gunther is a big, big face for the future here in Utah, and he makes it 1-0 in favor of the Utah Hockey Club.
So we're just halfway through the first period, and the Sharks are down 1-0. And then about 5 minutes later, Utah doubles up on that lead.
Back to the point now. Maverick Lamoureux shoots one wide of a net. Held in now by Schmaltz to the point. Cole, the shot on goal. Save made. Rebound, Michelli. Score! Well, that's just a classic case of winning a battle in front of a net. Matias Michelli, with a lot of determination, gets the stick on the puck on the rebound, and it's 2-0 Utah at 16:24 of this first period.
So you're down 2-0 after the first period on the road, a familiar recipe as of late for San Jose, but they kept with the game, stayed in their groove, and were able to hold on to that 2-0 scoreline, which was big because the game, when you're down 2-0, has a chance to get away. Fabian Zetterlund, assisted from Daniil Gushin and Henry Thrun, halves the deficit.
Off the faceoff now. This is the long change period. We've got 10:58 left in the second. It is a 2-0 Utah lead. But here comes Zetterlund racing down the left wing. One-on-one against Stenlund, moving in, going to the backhand, shooting. He scores! What a play! What a rush for Fabian Zetterlund as he beat his defenseman. Then he made a little deke and put it past goaltender Ingram. And that gets the Sharks back in the game. Fabian Zetterlund makes it. Utah 2, San Jose 1.
And even though Utah would build from here, going up 3-1 and 4-1, this first goal from San Jose and Fabian Zetterlund, A, gave them life, B, allowed them to establish their sea legs, and gave them something to build on. It showed them that they were not totally detached from the game. It showed that they would have the ability to get themselves back into it if they gave themselves the opportunity to get back into it. But like I said, Utah kept on fighting and kept on putting up goals.
Nick Schmaltz sends back to the point, and Cole, who's generating some offense here, got it to Schmaltz. Nice toss over to the far side. Kolyachonok back for Cole. Save made. Oh, no! The rebound! And there's Michelli all by himself to grab the puck, go to the backhand, and put it up top to score a goal, his second of the game for Utah, to make it 3-1, and that's a tough one for the Sharks to give up here.
And that is a tough one to give up for San Jose, because right after Fabian Zetterlund scored that goal to make it 2-1, the first thing Dan Rusinowski said on the broadcast on the Sharks Audio Network was, let's see what happens now in the Shark in their first shift or two after a goal. And yeah, this is a minute and 26 seconds later, the Utah comes back with a goal to make it 3-1. And then with just about 24 seconds left in the second period, Sergachev scores to make it a 4-1 game in favor of Utah.
36 left on the clock. Sharks struggling to get control. Sergachev slipped it away from Cunnan's control. He takes it back on the point. Sends it cross ice to Kolyachonok. Now gets a return feed. Sends toward the net. Score! Dylan Gunther and Henry Thrun were in front of the net. And somehow, the veteran, Mikhail Sergachev, getting that puck and sneaking it through. And that's a really, really tough goal for the Sharks to take with 23.7 seconds left in the period. Sergachev makes it 4-1 Utah.
And that is a very tough goal to give up, because not only do you find yourself down three goals, which seems like a much different comeback to be tasked with than two, suddenly you give up that goal late in the second period and you're thinking to yourself, uh-oh, is this one going to get away in similar capacity to what we saw against a Winnipeg or an LA? But you know, I give the Sharks a lot of credit, as there was less than 5 minutes left in the third period. Fabian Zetterlund finds the back of the net once again.
Face off won by the Sharks. They're losing 4-1 in this game. Third period. Sent to the net by Wallman. Tipped in front. They score! Wallman got the puck toward the net, and actually Granlund over there getting the puck to the net, and it was tipped toward the goal, and it goes in, and the San Jose Sharks are going to get that power play goal that they need. I should say the even strength goal that they needed. Not on the power play, but it felt like one. And the Sharks are down by two.
Let there be life. Let there be an extra attacker. You pull the goalie. You're going for broke at this point. And what do you know? Mikael Granlund makes it a one-goal game.
Kerfoot here against Wendberg, and Wendberg wins the draw. Extra attacker on for San Jose. Here comes the shot. Score! Mikael Granlund shoots one from 62 feet out, and it gets through and past Ingram. It's a one-goal game. 4:07 to play in the third. It's the Utah Hockey Club 4, and now the Sharks 3.
And suddenly it is very, very exciting for San Jose. You've got the extra man on. How about another? Tie it up, how about?
Wendberg taking the draw against Stenlund. That's a big face-off win for Wendberg. Wallman on the point, shoots toward the net. It's blocked. It's in front. They score! Tyler Toffoli just ties the game. The Sharks were down by 3 goals, and Toffoli with the extra attacker on ties this baby 4-4 with 2:42 to go in regulation.
And so at this point, momentum has obviously shifted entirely for San Jose. It's 4-4. It goes overtime. William Eklund draws a penalty, and all of a sudden, the Sharks have a man advantage and an opportunity to get their first win of the year on the road after being down 4-1 with 5 minutes remaining. Could they pull it off?
Wendberg will take the draw, and the Sharks will win it. Toffoli goes back to Granlund. Granlund holds it, and he shoots. That's just barely wide. Loose. They score! Wendberg gets the rebound off the end boards, and the San Jose Sharks have won their first game of the season in dramatic fashion in overtime. Everybody off the bench to mob Wendberg with his first goal for the Sharks. What a moment. The Sharks win it by the score of 5-4.
Fantastic stuff for San Jose. A great call from Ruzzi. A great night for the franchise as the Sharks get their first win of the season. Let's get into some of that post-game reaction. Head coach Ryan Warsofsky on Fabian Zetterlund's consistent production.
Yeah, and he does that, you know, a lot of the time. He's vocal on the bench. He's keeping our guys engaged. He works extremely hard. For him to get rewarded there with that goal was nice, and that's how he needs to play every single night. And I think he had one of his best games tonight.
Orzo also talked about sticking to the plan and eventually getting rewarded for it.
Yeah, well, that's what we kind of said, you know, after the second period is whoever plays the simplest is going to have the most success in the third period. I can't tell you if we're going to win or lose a game, but I think we'll have the most success. And I thought we kept our game extremely simple, north-south, you know, hard puck plays, got pucks to the net, and we just stuck with it, and credit to the guys.
And how good does this feel?
Yeah, I think the relief and the belief. And we got a group of guys in there that they're gonna believe a lot more now, and that's what this is all about. When you go into sporting events, you got to believe that you can win a hockey game, no matter what the situation is. You can believe that, and you don't just believe that, and that's just not a feeling. That's in your mind, that's in your heart, it's in your soul that you believe that, and we can get that going here.
Alex Wendberg on finally getting the win.
Oh, I mean, obviously, I can't go too long without winning, so. It's been a tough for sure, but I mean, at the end of the day, this is what we've been talking about, show character. I mean, we're down 4-1 and finding a way to win a game. So, I mean, it's just a really great effort. And at the end of the day, you don't say how you win, you just got to win the game. So, yeah, for sure. Obviously, right now, it's a good feeling.
Wendberg was then asked about his game-winning goal and just how good it feels.
Yeah, I mean, power play, we've been talking about executing. And at the end of the day, Granit told me, you see, like, to leave the net front, so try to get a quick shot, and then I think we get a little fortunate on the bounce. But, I mean, it's just a really good feeling to see the puck go in, for sure.
How good does this feel?
Oh, amazing. But, I mean, here's the thing. There's a game tomorrow as well, so obviously you're going to enjoy this. It's a lot of good things, but back at it again tomorrow.
Yeah, no rest for the San Jose Sharks, who find themselves back at it quickly tonight. But it was important to get that faith rewarded, to know their hard work would pay off.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, for the record, absolutely. I mean, you got to win games. But for us right now, there's a lot of good things. And obviously, shooting a lot more pucks, we're creating chances. And obviously, we win games. But there's a lot of good things from that, goaltending and everything. So a lot of good things to build on. And I mean, this we've been talking about. We're just going to stay consistent and do that every game.
He also spoke to the feeling of the team as they started to mount their comeback.
I mean, I was out on the ice, and at the end of the day, I mean, obviously we get the first one, but I feel like a good thing is that you can't get too excited either. You got to keep it mellow, keep it, like, focused, and that's what we did. Draw plays, execute it, and then you just keep going at it. And at the end of the day, I mean, obviously it's not going to happen every single game, but we showed that we can come from behind and just find ways to win this game. So, like I said, there's a lot of good things, and obviously to get the first one of the season is really good. Now you're just pushing the gas pedal.
And Wennberg also spoke to just the team's mentality and where they are right now.
I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like we always had the belief. Obviously, it's been tough. We haven't really executed. There's been games where we had the chance to win the games, we haven't. But at the end of the day, I feel like we have a really good team here. We just got to find a way to just keep going at it. And today, obviously, we find ways to play a little bit better. But, I mean, the belief is always there. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. No one here wants to lose. I mean, obviously, no one is happy with the record we have. And that's why right now we find a win and we just build on it.
And they will quickly have an opportunity to build on this as they do take on LA tonight from the tank, 7 o'clock back home. This is an ESPN Plus game, so it's a great opportunity for you to tune into us here on the Sharks Audio Network. Live pregame coverage 6:30, go time 7, but we will have pregame coverage all day long, starting with Dan and Drew's morning skate, then Dan Ruzanowski's Teal Report and my build-up, which will feature an interview with Sheng Peng, as well as Daryl Evans, longtime color commentator for the LA Kings. And then the Sharks have, after tonight against the Kings, on Thursday night, a game against Chicago, which I view as a great opportunity for them to beat a team that I think they can beat. And one thing that I will frequently harp on is the idea that the San Jose Sharks need to be opportunistic, not just on the ice, but when an opportunity presents itself to beat a team like Chicago does, because I just don't view them as some world-beating, incredible team, I think you have to take advantage of that. Chicago might be ahead of where the Sharks are in terms of their rebuild, and we're not going to get the Bedard and Macklin Celebrini bowl that we all hoped we would be getting, but Chicago at this point, they are 3-6-1. For the San Jose Sharks, they are 1-7-2. They have 4 points now on the season. That's only 3 back of where both Chicago and Nashville are. You look at a team like the Flyers, they only have 5 points on the season. So, you know, the Sharks with that first win definitely move back into the territory of the rest of the league. And then also you have to take into account that they had already picked up points in a couple of games earlier. So that was very, very important as well. And just for them to get this win now, it just gives them that much more that they can build on. And I know that we're only 10 games into the season, but I think it's worth noting the pace of Mikael Granlund. At this point, he has 5 goals and 8 assists. That's 13 points through 10 games. That's about a 106-107 point season. I don't expect him to keep that up, but that should indicate how well he's played over these first few games. Tyler Toffoli is on pace for about a 75-point season with 5 goals and 4 assists, 9 points overall. That, again, is exactly the type of player they brought him in to be. So you have your main contributors. Like I said, Fabian Zetterlund, he has 5 goals through 10 games, and that puts him on pace for, you know, a 40-goal season at this point. And, you know, just to watch him continue to rack up the goals, to rack up the points overall, Fabian Zetterlund is a goal scorer in this league. 5 goals through 10 games, I'll take it. But now for San Jose, the importance of being able to get these wins at home is huge because they've only had 3 games at home up to this point. They had the game against St. Louis, they had the game against Anaheim, and they had the game against Colorado. Otherwise, they have been on the road. They're 1-5-1 away, 0-2-1 at home, and now they get 5 games at home in which they can try and begin to rectify things. It starts tonight against LA, Thursday against Chicago, Saturday against Vancouver, Tuesday against Columbus, Thursday against Minnesota on the 7th, and the Sharks can try and build from there and see where things go before they head back out onto the road. But finally, the feel-good moment we've all been waiting for, the San Jose Sharks get their first win of the year. It shows you how fun San Jose Sharks hockey can be. It reminded me of the comebacks last year against New Jersey and Detroit when, yes, in the midst of tough seasons, there are still good moments that remind you why you enjoy the team and the sport so much, and hopefully we can just get more of it. So that was a fun one last night. I hope that we can get more of these fun games in the future, and I can't wait to see everybody out of the tank tonight for what I think should be a very fun game against an LA team that is good but not great, and I think the Sharks should see if they can keep the good times rolling and reward their fans with the first home win of the year. See what San Jose can do. All right, for the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.
Got a fight on the ice right on the faceoff. It's Liam O'Brien against Jibani Smith. If you're filling out the fight cards before the game, this is the one you'd probably fill out. Two guys that are known to mix it up. A little left there, jab by Smith. Now an old roundhouse right by both Smith and O'Brien. They're going at each other. A little jab on the left. There goes O'Brien's helmet. O'Brien in a bit of trouble. Down he goes. Wrestle to the ice. But a pretty good battle between those two players as we have our first penalties of the game that aren't that are matching. And they are coming at 7:33 of this scoreless first period. Both O'Brien and Jibani Smith go in 5 minutes for fighting. And that obviously gets the blood boiling here in Utah.